My guest at this time is John Snyder. He is the editor of GunRightsPolicies.org. He has worked for many of the organizations most prominent in the fight to preserve the Second Amendment, including the National Rifle Association, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and the Second Amendment Foundation. In one of his recent blog posts at the end of November, Mr. Snyder suggested that while the president may make a legislative push for greater gun control legislation, he will also take moves through the executive branch to do so if Congress does not agree to that. And this post on his gunrightspolicies.org blog was actually a couple of weeks before the tragedy at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. And John, thank you very much for being with us.
All right, Greg, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, we're obviously seeing a potential legislative push for greater gun control legislation, but what do you think the president has in mind if, for example, the Republican House doesn't want to go along with that?
Well, this is a very interesting question. You know, despite all the publicity that's been raised in a hysterical manner by some of the media and some of the politicians regarding this, the multiple slaying up in Connecticut, the polls taken right during the midst of that activity indicated, the Gallup poll at least, indicated that people oppose the banning of semi-automatic firearms, despite all this activity. Now, for months, the gun grabbers in the White House and on Capitol Hill have been planning to push against the ownership of semi-automatic firearms by American citizens. The polls and some of the soundings of the politicians indicate that the idea that Feinstein has to ban semi-automatic firearms is not really very popular. The president, however, we know, is behind it. So we have some confidential information that he may order the ATF to reclassify certain models of semi-automatic firearms as Title II guns under the Gun Control Act of 1968. Now, what this would mean is that people could not obtain these without going through a terribly difficult process that includes registration of each firearm and paying a severe fee for the ownership of each one. Also, there is the possibility that the administration could try to declare that semi-automatic firearms are fully automatic firearms or machine guns under this Title II, in which case they would be banned because of an amendment that's on the books to the Gun Control Act of 1968, still on the books, although it's been disputed, and that was the old Hughes Amendment, which prohibits the acquisition of any new fully automatic firearms, any new machine guns. So there is a great possibility for a lot of problems for the people who own firearms and also for those who are trying to ban firearms because it's unpopular. So I can see where there could be a real conflict developing between the administration and the American people. You got to remember that 80 to 100 million people own guns in the United States. It's a very, very popular American custom. You know, you can honestly say that gun ownership is as American as apple pie, and it really is. So I think that the administration and the gun grabbers like Feinstein may really come a cropper on this issue. It could really produce massive civil disobedience on the part of the people against the government policies in this regard.
How confident are your sources that the administration is actually likely to go down this road if they can't get what they want through Congress?
Well, actually, this has been something that has been discussed apparently within circles associated with the administration and with the ATF and with some of the gun grabber groups for some time. It's not a new idea. It's not something I came up with. It's something which has apparently been floating around in those circles for some time. And a lot depends on the political situation at the time that such a decision comes. But it is an idea that has been floating around amongst those circles because, you know, those people are very frustrated that they're not able to disarm Americans. I mean, that their focus is to take guns away from American citizens and to prevent people from being able to acquire firearms. This is an ongoing project of theirs, and they use a lot of these tragedies to try to advance their cause in a public relations sense. So far, they've been unable to do that. And it appears that the public is catching on to them, and they know what their game plan is, generally speaking. So a lot depends on their frustration, the political situation at the time, and a number of other factors, too. So we just have to be vigilant at all times and keep awake to whatever can come.
We're talking with John Snyder. He's head of the gunrightspolicies.org blog. You can go to that website to learn more about his position on the Second Amendment. He's worked for many of the organizations defending the Second Amendment. And in this blog post from November 27th, John, I want to get your reaction to something you wrote, but things have obviously changed since you posted this. It's been under this attorney generalship that the infamous Fast and Furious federal gun running scandal involving ATF has occurred. The administration may feel that a replacement in that office could facilitate a ratcheting up of its anti-gun activities with announcement and inauguration of the proposed semi-automatic classification ban. Now that Sandy Hook has happened, do you believe that the president will wait for a new attorney general to do this if Congress doesn't go along with what he wants, or do you think he feels like he's got the leverage to do it with Eric Holder in place?
Well, after I'd written that, the administration, well, Holder had announced that he might be retiring from that position, but then it subsequently developed that he might not be. So it may be that that question is still in flux right now. What the president is running in is running into a terrible lot of opposition. I mean, he was reelected and so on and so forth, but he was reelected by a slimmer majority than he was elected the first time. So his popular support is really decreasing, and I think that every time he pushes something that's so unpopular, such as these tax proposals and these gun proposals and cutting the defenses of the United States, he's decreasing his general support and increasing the opposition to him and his policies. So I think that the whole matter politically is in flux at the present time. So we'll have to wait and see what developments are with regard to the situation on Capitol Hill and in the White House and so on.
John, last question. You mentioned that if, in fact, the president goes the regulatory route instead of going through Congress. At the very end of your post here, you say that the U.S. House of Representatives, perhaps the only recourse would be for them to defund or possibly even eliminate the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Do you believe that this House would actually do that?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I think the House is really furious with the president, and I think there is quite a majority in the House of Representatives. I know that the Republicans would like to cut budgets of the federal government because they think the federal government is spending too much money, taking too much money, spending too much money. And a good place for them to cut would be in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So I think there could be a possibility that if there is strong enough public support against the activities of the federal government through the BATFE, that the House of Representatives will develop a plan to slash the budget of the agency. I think it's a real possibility.
Well, it's certainly going to be one of the big issues here that's debated in 2013, and we'll be on top of it. John, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, and you take care now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. John Snyder is the editor of the blog gunrightspolicies.org. He's worked for many of the organizations defending the Second Amendment, including the National Rifle Association, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for WND.com.